So I'm going to say this is Pat in, it's hilarious, they said Launceston on the Google
on Launceston, yeah. Thank you, Pat. So just whatever story you'd like to share, it'd be great to hear.
There's quite a lot and I talk a lot. So
don't worry, that's all right. Talking a lot's fine.
That's always a big... I start any meeting with, you know me, I talk too much, tell me to be quiet because I just go on forever. So I retired to Cornwall 8 years ago, which was a long-term plan. Things go out the window, and my husband passed away very suddenly. So I decided that I was going to return to volunteering. I've done that all my life, from helping in schools when my children were at nursery school, etc. And my first stab at volunteering was spotting an advert which said, oh, volunteers for Duke of Edinburgh Awards in North Cornwall, come and help us. So I went along for an interview and chatted, and I said I'd got time to do it. I was an outdoor person, had horses, dogs, all the rest of it. And then they said, oh, would you like to volunteer then? Fill in this form. Fill in my name, all those details, turn it over. And on the top it says, what's the name of the award centre that you'll be working at? And I said, oh, what's the name of it? And the answer was, well, we'd like you to be the coordinator. What would you like to call it? At which point I thought, oh, that's a bigger task than I thought that was going to be. So I accepted the challenge because I like a challenge, and I had plenty of time, obviously, in those circumstances. So I set about setting up a Duke of Edinburgh group under the umbrella of a charity for excluded children or homeschooled children or those that just couldn't do it at school. So, but I had no access to any children. Like, you know, there were a few in my village, they were the wrong age. So I rocked up to a youth club in town and said, this is me, I need some children. Help, who have you got? And they said, we need a trustee. Would you like to be a trustee? So yes, I became a trustee of that charity, and I found myself some children. And for 2 years, we very successfully got various children from all sorts of backgrounds through their bronze and silver Duke of Edinburgh Awards. But that then made me, I had to get people in from my village and call in favours to, somebody became my expedition manager, and somebody else became, I don't know, the group leader. And so we've got people from all kinds of backgrounds involved in it, but mainly my little village who'd supported me. So that was quite nice to do. That had to fold, unfortunately, due to the charity not doing Duke of Edinburgh anymore. And in the meantime, the youth club here was under threat of being closed down because the building was going to be sold. And I went, well, it can't be that difficult. Ended up as the chairman of the Orchard Centre. So I gave them 18 months of my life to get it up and running, get it out of debt. I've been here 5 years.
Yay.
And I'm still here, and we do lots of good for the community. We have run lots of different groups here. We get a phone call like I did from Annette saying, oh, have you got space for these ladies to come and do the stories?
Yeah.
And we found a space, so... that's just what we do as a charity.
Talking of that, you've got to answer your phone. That's all right. I'll
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
So, as part of being involved in my village, after I lost my husband, I fundraised for defibrillators. It wouldn't have saved him, but I just felt, had that been the case, it would be nice to have had one nearby.
Yeah.
So, and then I fundraised for the local children's football club, and that was quite nice. They wanted spare footballs, spare kit, and all those things. So we got them some kit. I do an annual dog show, and I do an annual village loop. We're 7 years into the village loop walk, which is 5.5 miles.
Oh, so it's a walking.
It's a walking dog, cat, horse, doesn't matter what you bring, as long as you walk the 5.5 miles. And they pay £5 just as a donation towards it. And then the adult football team got hold of me and said, oh, we'd quite like some fundraising. And I, in my stupid head, thought bigger size footballs, bigger shirts, bigger shorts. You know, that should be quite easy, really. And then declared they wanted a clubhouse, which had been on the cards for 5 years. I rang the Football Association, went, oh, I'm their new fundraiser, and we're talking about a clubhouse. And they said, oh, again, that's been 6 years now that we've been talking to them about it. And I said, yeah, but you've got me. So, and I like a challenge. So that was 2 years ago, and the foundations are in.
Yeah.
And I've raised something in the rounds of £80,000 with grants from the Football Association and the Football Foundation and various other organisations around, including we have a solar farm in the village. So there's a certain amount of money that has to go to the village for having the solar farm there. So I dipped into that as well. And we've now been voted with one of three finalists in Grassroots Football Club of the Year in Cornwall. So there were over 300 clubs that were eligible. And I didn't know I'd got a thing saying, oh, you've been nominated. And I thought, oh, that's really nice. Because I give them a hard time, tell them it's like herding cats whenever I want a decision out of them. but it is, you know, tough work at times. And then we got an email saying that, you know, come along to the Falmouth Hotel in September because you're one of three finalists.
Yay!
So just being nominated was good.
Brilliant.
It'd be nice to win when you're up against Falmouth United and what I call proper football clubs, not a grass field that belongs to a farmer. So.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a brilliant story. Thank you, Pat. That's really fantastic. Thank you.